Blog Talk Radio.
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Besim Ab, Wewelid, Women Fesu Kedus, Ahadu Amla, Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit, Besen Bed Ken, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit, Shelleme, Kohulum Yilk, Zahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit, on the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
My God. It's full of stars, full of stars, full of
stars. Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. In the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Let the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Selassie, Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. As a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is grace.
great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should I know. Everyone should I know. Rock it. Oh, Rastafari. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, arets. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come, to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, the Nagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba'shalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Kadamawi, Inflasya.
The whole place is due for
I'll say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Shabbat Shalom, Simba Salam, right there, Twinkle Brothers, the Almighty Power, compliments of one of the sabbatical tunes right there, Psalm 29, Almighty Power, right there,
Thank Ja, Rastafari.
Shabbat Shalom, Senba Salam, here for the TJIF, thank Shah Rastafari, it is Friday, Rastafari Yeshiva, here on the ear and in the iris, riding up,
Babylon burning, Babylon burns, they have no water, fire.
Let's rise up the Rastafari, we call this the liturgy, the Kadase, the Isla here, the Credo right here. Yes, sir.
Bless Beab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak. Amen. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest
The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless the people with the people, 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 with the people. Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, Isin Negev, Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Zain Negev, Yehuda. So here, a Midrash, psalm dry.
So this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
O Jah, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. How manifold are thy works set aright in all the earth. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou art in strength to steal the enemies. Jah Rastafari.
Here, today's song, Mizmor Adai. Mizmor Adai, Adai, Adai. Here, today's song, Mizmor Adai. Mizmor Adai. Psalm 90. Here, beginning book 4. Mizmor Adai. Psalm XC, Psalm 90. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha Elohim. A prayer, Tefillah of Moses, le Moshe, the man of God. Ish ha Elohim. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha Elohim. Hear the Aleph, the first verse, Psalm 90 and 1. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal Proverbs, Solomon Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 8, where it reads, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord." Zevach Rishaim Tovat Yahuwah, the sacrifice of the wretched. Zevach Rishaim of the Rishaim of the wicked. Tovat Yahuwah is an abomination to he who be, we be, is an abomination to Jehovah. Bilam, Balaam, for example, was a wicked, a ratchet man who said to Balak, "Build me here 7 altars," in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 23, verse 1. Vayomer Bilam il Balak Binehli Bazeh Shivaat Mi zebohot. And Balaam said to Balak, Vayomer bi l'am il Balak, build me here 7 altars. B'nei li bazeh shiva'ah mi zebohot. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, O wicked man, O ratchet man, Rasha, shall I take offerings from thee, from the eye? Better is a handful of quietness, Ecclesiastes 4 and 6. Better is a handful of quietness. O v'milo kaf nachat. Better is a handful of quietness. O milo kaf nachat. That is to say, in my sight, the handful of fine flour that my children bring to me with their daily offering is better than all the sacrifices that thou wouldest offer up to me. They are an abomination to me. They are an abomination to I. Wherein do I delight? in the prayer of the upright, as is said. The sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet, is an abomination to Jehovah, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Zevach Rishaim Tovati Yowa Ua Tefilata Isharima Rizfono. The sacrifice of the wicked, Zebach Rishaim, is an abomination to Jehovah Tovat Yowa. But the prayer, Ua Tefilat, of the upright, Isharim, is his delight, Rizfono. Zebach Rishaim Tovati Yowa Ua Tefilata Isharim Rizfono. The upright, Isharim, being Amo Yisrael, being the people of Israel. Hence, here, a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God. Tefila Lemoshe, Ish Ha Elohim. An exposition of a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha Elohim. Tefila Lemoshe, Ish Ha Elohim. Psalm 90:1. The Rebbeinah, the rabbis, and Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon differed. According to HaRebbanim, according to the rabbis and scholars of Torah, there were four who directed their prayers to HaElohim, the true good, the true God, after they had chided HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after they had chided the Holy One, blessed be He, with their words. One, firstly, Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, who said, "Now, after I had delivered the deed of the purchase, I prayed to Yahuwah, to Jehovah." Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. Vayeta palala Eliyahu acharei titi yaeta sefera ha mikna illa Baruch ben Neriah lemor. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, I pray to Yahweh, to Jehovah, to He who be, we be, saying, Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chided HaElohim with his words. What had he said? Behold, the siege works, the Chaldeans are come to the city to take it. Here, Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 24. Hine ha solota ba'u ha'ir le lakadaha ve ha'ir nitna v'yada ha kasadim ha nilachamim aleha mipneya ha chereba ve ha ra'ava ve ha davar va'ashira divarta haya ve hineka roeh. Behold, the mounts that are come to the city to take it, to take her. And the city is given to the hand of the Kasdim, the Chaldeans, that fight against her, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence, and what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest. And here, Midrash note, Nizmor Sadai, Psalm 90. Why then should I have been told, what Yirmeyahu is saying here, the Midrash note is, why then should I have been told to purchase the field of Hanamiel? Secondarily, the second example, Habakkuk. Habakkuk directed his prayer, Tefilato, to HaElohim, the true good, the true God. As is said, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. Tefila la Habakkuk ha navi al shigayonot Yahuwah shama'iti shima'ika yareiti Yahuwah pa'alka bikarev shanim chayehu bikarev shanim todia birogeza rachem tia zikor. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon shigayonot. Tefila la Habakkuk ha navi al shigayonot. O Lord,
I have heard the report of thee, of the eye, and am afraid. O Lord, revive thy work, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember compassion. Yahweh, Shema'iti Yashim Eka Yareti. O he who be, who he be, Yahweh Shema'iti. I have heard, Shim Eka Yareti. I have heard the report of thee, of the eye, and am afraid, and am reverent. Yahweh, O he who be, who he be, Jehovah. Ba'alka b'kareba shanim chayehu. O he who be, we be, revive thy work, thy work in the midst of the years. Revive it, revive thy work. B'kareba shanim chayehu. B'kareba shanim todi'ah. In the midst of the years, make it known. Todi'ah. B'rogeza rachim. In wrath, remember compassion. Biroges rachem tizikor. But what had he said previously? I have heard thy speech and was afraid. I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahweh Shema'iti Shimeka Yareti. And here, Midrash note, I have heard thy speech, Midrash note, about the terrors of the Chaldee invasion. Yahweh Shema'iti Shimeka Yareti. And thirdly, David directed Tefilato, his prayer, Elotu, to Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. As is said, a prayer of David, even in Psalm 17, Hebraically, the first verse, a prayer of David. And here, the superscription, Mizmor, Yod, Zain, Yuzain. Psalm 17, Psalm XVII, here, Hebraically, the first verse, superscription, Tefillah le David, a prayer, Tefillah le David, of David, of the loving, the well-beloved, Tefillah le David. But what had he said previously? Here, Mizmor, here in Psalm 10, 14th verse, Hebraically. What did David say previously? Thou hast seen it. Thou, the eye, beholdest mischief and spite. Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, Hebraic, the 14th verse, that reads, Ra'ita ki ata amal va'chas. Thou, the eye, hast seen. Ra'ita, the eye has seen. Ra'ita ki ata. Seeing, for the eye has seen. Ra'ita ki ata, for thou the eye, male, ki ata amal wa ka'as. Thou beholdest mischief and spite, for the eye beholdest trouble and vexation, for the eye beholdest mischief and spite. Aita ki ata amal wa ka'as. And here, Midrash notes, that is, Ha'elohim, true good, the true God, sees the wicked, the ratchet, contemn him, but he does nothing. This is to say, here, even from Mizmor Yud, Psalm 10, Hebraically, Ra'ita ki ata amal wa ka'as. For thou beholdest mischief and strife. For thou beholdest trouble and vexation. That is to say, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, sees the wicked, the ratchet, Harasha,
Harashim, Rishaim. The ratchet ones contemn him, but he does nothing. And fourthly, Moses directed Elotu, Tefilato, his prayer to Ha'el, Ha'el Lohim, the true good, the true God. For he said, and I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. And I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Vayetapala leli Yehuwa, vahomar Adonai Yehuwi, ala tashacheta mecha. And I prayed to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Wa etapalal eli Yehuwa, and said, Wa Omar, O Adonai, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh, Al tashcheta amecha, Al tashchet amecha, destroy not thy people, Al tashchet amecha. But what had he said previously? But what had he said previously? He said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, against Amekah? Here in Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. And here from the KJV, King James Version, Shemot, Exodus 32, 11. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, that thou that I has brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand? Vayachal Moshe et apnei Yehovah Elohayo, vayomer lama Yehovah yechreateka be'ameka, אשר הוצאתה מארץ המצרים וכוח גדול וביד החזקה. And Moshe besought he who be, who he be, Jehovah Elohayo, his Elohim, and said, Yo, Jehovah, oh he who be, who he be, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people? Why yechal Moshe את הפני יהוה אלוהיו, וואי אומר, למה יהוה יחרפת בעמקה? רב יהודה בר רב שמעון taught, but were not their very prayers chidings? Were not their very prayers chidings of him? Jeremiah said, I prayed to the Lord in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. Wayetapalal eli Yehovah, I prayed to he who he be, to Jehovah. Wayetapalel eli Yehovah, I prayed to Jehovah, and began by saying, according to the words of Jeremiah, chapter 12, verse 1, Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Tzadik ata Yahuwah ki ari aleka. Right wouldest thou be, O he who be, who he be, O Jehovah, were I to contend with thee, with the I. Tzadik ata Yahuwah ki arib eleka, or translated as righteous art thou, O Jehovah, tzadik ata Yahuwah, when I plead with thee. Ki arib eleka, or right wouldest thou be, O Jehovah, tzadik ata Yahuwah, were I to contend with thee, were I to contend with the eye, ki arib aleka. I who am here today and tomorrow in the grave, should I plead with thee, with the eye, of what avail?
adikata Yahuwah, ki arib leka. Righteous art thou, O Jehovah, when I plead with thee, with the eye. Sadiq ata Yahuwah, ki arib leka. Right wouldest the eye be, O Jehovah, were I to contend with thee. Nevertheless, Jeremiah went on to chide, saying, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Ach, mishpatim edaber rotak. Madua derek rishaim saleach. Madua derek rishaim salecha. Yet will I reason with thee, ach, mishpatim edavera otak. Wherefore, why, madua, why, madua derek rishaim alecha. Wherefore, why doth the way of the wicked, of the ratchet, of the rishaim, the ratchet ones prosper, madua derek rishaim alecha. Or translated as, yet make I talk with the eye of thy judgment. Ak mishpati itaberotak. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked, of the ratchet prosper? Madua dereka rishaim alecha. Habakkuk and Bakom. Habakkuk began with a prayer of Habakkuk, Tefillah la Habakkuk, a prayer, Tefillah la Habakkuk, of Habakkuk, a prayer of Habakkuk. Hear, Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 1. But what did he say in Tefillato? What did he say in his prayer? O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yo, Shema iti, Shim ikha, Yareti. I've heard thy speech and was afraid. Yo, Shema iti, Shim ikha, Yareti. David began with a prayer of David in Psalm 17, verse 1. Tefillah le David. A prayer of David, Tefillah le David, Tefillah le David, a prayer of David. But what did he say in Tefillato? What did he say in his prayer? Even here in Mizmor Yud Zayin, in Psalm 17, Hebraically verse 14, he said, deliver my soul from men that are thy hand, O Lord. Palatah nafshi mimatim yadika Yahuwah, deliver my soul. Palatah nafshi, deliver. Palatah nafshi, deliver nafshi, deliver her, deliver nafshi, deliver my soul. Palatah nafshi from men that are thy hand, O Yahuwah, Jehovah. Mimatim Yadikai Yahuwah. And here, Midrash notes right here. These words are applied to Nebuchadnezzar. Refer to the Midrash on Psalm 17, the 11th Perek, the 11th section. Moses began with, I prayed to the Lord in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. Wa eta palel Eliyahuah. And I prayed to Jehovah. Wa eta palel Eliyahuah El Yahuah. I prayed to Jehovah. But what did he say in Tefillato? In Tefillato, in his prayer, he said, destroy not thy people. Destroy not thy people. Al Pashchet Amekah.
Al tashchet amecha, destroy not amecha, the I people. And here, Midrash notes, he, Moshe, thus, like this, spoke of Ha'el, the true God of Ha'Elohim, as a destroyer, when Moshe said, Al tashchet amecha, destroy not, don't destroy thy people. Hence, hear, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Adai, a prayer of Moses, of Moshe, who chided Elohim, who chided God. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha-Elohim. And here, Midrash notes, apparently, Ish, man, is here read as a form of the Hebraic Ush, meaning to chide, to rebuke. Apparently right here, Ish, ha-Elohim, Ish, man of Elohim, is here read as a form of Ush, ha-Elohim, meaning to chide, to rebuke, ha-Elohim, to rebuke the true good, the true God.
The home place is too far.
You name Jah God and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. Yes, a new name, Jah God, and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
I'll be there in like literally seconds.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is, so I don't even know what they're asking. Yo. Hi. Yeah. Gold City. Monroe. We in here. Yeah. Say a word to the boss, yeah. I jump in the water, get the keys to the car, yeah. I ain't tryna live, I'm tryna drive till I'm gone, yeah. Trust me, I'm my own, cause I came here alone, yeah. Yeah, he gon' do it, yep, yep. Get in where you fit and get included, yep, yep, yep. They know I will move it, yep.
There's nothing more that I love than going to go frequent the graves of the righteous people and just being there. And this serves two purposes. You get to marvel and to think about the life that this person accomplished in living a life that was purely and devoted to God.
I paint the picture, make it clear. Don't take the picture for the kids. Fake lives, fake flashes. Street eyes, fake lashes. Girl chains, what they gave him. Another rope, they can hang him. Tides came here to sink him. Praise God, we gon' thank him.
And on the second hand, you're there to remind yourself what the purpose of life is. Because when one goes and they go to the graveyard, if they're sensitive enough, they start to see. And one day, this is going to be me. How am I living my life now? What am I doing right now? What's going to be written on my tombstone? What's going to be said in my eulogy about me? And to be able to grow sensitive to God, to be able to grow sensitive to the call that goes out from heaven every day, and he's begging us to return to him. Every single sign, every single hint, every single conversation that a person has is some type of call from the heavens. Come back to me. Come closer. I want you closer. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have prayer.
When you're down, we never give up, 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 he's gonna pull you out.
Yes, and that's very important thing. Now he says, it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
So we always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, And you have to understand that the other side knows the Sitra Achra, the Satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it. The other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, says that there are things that stand at the height of the world. It says, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Stands at the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Came across the direct translation of the Lord's Prayer from Aramaic into English, and I just thought everyone needs to hear this. The Lord's Prayer that most people are familiar with is the translation from Aramaic to Greek to Latin and then into English. But this is the direct translation that archaeologists uncovered on a scroll from 1892. O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out within us a space where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance to our desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that binds us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which will divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, the power, and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. And so it is.
לכן, כך התפללו אתם. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן. 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 אמן.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Avune zebesamayat, yitkades simika, timtzat mengistika, ויקון פקעריך, בקמה בשמי כמהו במדיר, סיסיינה, זללה, אלתנה, הבן היום, הדיג לני, אבסנה, וגגיינה, כמני הנני, נהדיג לזי, אבסה, לנה, את האביאני, אגזיאו, וסתם מנסות, עלה דהננה, وبالهانة ام كله اكوي اسمي زياكة يئت من قسطايل وسبحات العالم عالم امين ام هايك عباتا تشن هوي بسماي متنور سميك ادس من قسطي تمتع فكادة بسماين هونيش اندهم بمدر تهون يئلت انجلا تشنين ستنزاري بدلا تشنين ميكربلن ان يامي بدلو يكرند منل عبتو ورفتنا نتاقبان ككفو هلو ارنين انجي መንግስት ያንተናትና ኃይልም ክብር መስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን
A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha'Elohim. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha'Elohim. Hear, hear, today's psalm, Mizmor Adai. First verse, Psalm 90, verse 1. Rav Chelbo, said in the name of Rav Huna. On the day that Moshe, that Moses died, he wrote 13 scrolls of the law. He wrote 13 scrolls of HaTorah, 12 scrolls for the 12 tribes, and one scroll that he set in Haron, in the ark, in the Tabo, so that if men should seek to falsify anything within the scroll of the law, the scroll of HaTorah, they would not be able to falsify. On that day, he also blessed 11 tribes, as is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1, where it reads, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed. Vizota habraka asher berak Moshe, ish ha'elohim, et b'nei Yisrael, lifnei moto. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, blessed the children of Israel, of Yisrael, before his death, with Zot Habraka Asher Barak Moshe, Ish Ha'elohim, Et B'nei Yisrael, Lifnei Moto. And why, Lamaze, why did not Moses bless the tribe of Shimon of Simeon? His heart was set against it because he remembered what had happened at Shittim, where, as scripture tells I and I, according to Bamidbar, according to Numbers chapter 25, verse 14, the man who was with the Midianitish woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a father's house among the Simeonites. Vishem Isha Yisrael Hamuke Eshara Huka Eta Hamida Yanin Zimri Ben Salu Nesi Vet Ava La Shimoni. Now, the name of the man of Israel that was slain, who was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a father's house among the Simeonites, with Shem, Isha, Yisrael, Hamukeh, Ashara, Huka, Etaha, Midianim, Zimri, ben Salu, Nesi, Beit, Abala, Shimoni. Rav Yehoshua of Siknin, Joshua of Siknin, said in the name of Rav Levi, nevertheless, Moses, Moshe, attached Shimon, Simeon, to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah. Nevertheless, Moses attached Simeon to the tribe of Judah, as is said even in Yehoshua, in Joshua chapter 19, verse 9, where it reads, out of the allotment of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the portion of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had inheritance in the midst of their inheritance. Me chevela b'nei Yehuda nachlat b'nei Shimon ki hayach leka b'nei Yehuda rav mehem. Vayayinach lu v'nei Shimona b'toka nachlatam. Out of the portion of the children of Yehuda was the inheritance of the children of Shimon, of Simeon. For the part of the children of Yehuda was too much, was too enough, rav, too enough for them. Therefore, the children of Shimon, of Simeon, had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. May Chebel b'nei Yehuda nachlat b'nei Shimon ki haya chelek b'nei Yehuda rab mehem v'yinachlu b'nei Shimon b'toka nachlatam. A parable, a mashal, a misale, a parable of an ox whose actions became savage. What was done? A lion was tied up near his trough. And whenever the ox looked at the lion, the strength went out of him. Just so, Judah is the lion. Yehuda is the lion, as is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 49, verse 9. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor aye Yehuda. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor aye Yehuda. And Shimon, Simeon, is the ox. For his star was in the constellation of the ox. Reuben's star being in the constellation of the ram. Shimon, Simeon's star must have been in the constellation of the ox. Rav Yudan taught, no judge was appointed out of the tribe of Shimon, of Simeon. Thus, of Shamgar, it is merely said, even in Judges chapter 3, verse 31, and after him was Shamgar, the son of Anas. Ve'achrayo haya Shamgar ben Enata, v'yakaeta pelishtim sheisha meota isha ve'malmada habakar v'yosha'a gamhu et Yisrael. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Enat, who slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad. And he also delivered Yisrael, and he also delivered Israel. Ve'achrayo haya Shamgar ben Enat, v'yaka et ha-Pelishtim. Sheisha meota isha de malmada habakar vayosha'a gam huwa et Yisrael. And here, a midrash note, Shamgar, said to have been a Simeonite, served less than a year, and ha-rabbanim and the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, accordingly, do not reckon him with the judges, with ha-shofti. Nor was a king, a melech, nor was a melech, a king, a negus, nor was a king appointed out of the tribe of Shimon, of Simeon, of Zimri. It is merely said, according to 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 15, Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. בשנת העשרים ושבעה שנה לעשה מלך יהודה מלאכה זמריה שבעת הימים בתרצה והעם חונים על כבטון אשר לפלשתים. And here the fuller verse in 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 15. In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, of Yehuda, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, that belongeth to the Philistines, to the Philistines. Bi shenat esrim wa shabaa shana le'asa meleka Yehuda malak Zimriya Shivaat Yamin Bitirta with Ama Khanima Allah Gibbeton Asha Lapilishti. And here Midrash notes the parallel in the Pesikta of Rav Kahana 197b to 198a. It reads this: and because Moses
had not blessed Shimon, Simeon, no judge was appointed from him. But it is not, is it not, is it not, is it not written? Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Malak Zimri Shibata Yamin B'Tirzah. Is it not written? Zimri reigned. Malak Zimri 7 days Shibat Yamin in Tirzah. B'Tirzah. Rav Yudan answered, 7 days of rain are nothing at all. 7 days of rain, of ruling, of rain, are nothing at all. Nothing at all. Moses composed 11 psalms appropriate to 11 tribes. The psalm beginning, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Before the mountains were brought forth, thou turnest man to contrition and sayest, return ye, ye children of men. Psalm 90, verses 1 to 3. Tefillah lemoshe ish ha'elohim. Adonai ma'on atah hayita lanu. Vidor wador viterem harima yuladu. Wata cholela eretza viterel. Ua me olam ada olam. Ata el Tashiv enosha ada daka Watomer Shubu Bnei Adam. A prayer of Moses, the man of Elohim. Adonai, Adonai, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Adonai Ma'on ata hayita lanu b'dor wador. Before the mountains were brought forth, b'terem harima yuladu. Or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, the earth and the inhabitable portions of the world. Wata cholel eretza w'terel. Even from everlasting, from eternal to everlasting, thou art El. O me olam, ada olam, ata el. Thou turnest man to contrition, tashib enosh ada daka, and sayest, watomer, return, shuvu, ye all children of men, ye all children of Adam, b'nei Adam, watomer, shuvu, b'nei Adam. This is appropriate to the tribe of Reuben, of Reuben. Of that it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 6. Let make Reuben live and not die. Let Reuben live and not die. Yechi Reuben v'al yamot. Let Reuben live, Yechi Reuben, and not die. V'al yamot. Yechi Reuben v'al yamut. Midrash note right here. In the Pesikta, it reads, this is for the tribe of Reuben, of Reuben, who were contrite, lifnei Elohim, who were contrite before the true good, the true God, who were contrite before Elohim. The song, the Mizmor, beginning with the words, O thou that dwellest in the covert of the Most High, and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty. Hear. Psalm 91, Hebraically, the first verse. Psalm 91, verse 1. Yoshev abeseter elyon, bitzel shadaya yitalonan. O thou, the I that dwellest, that is seated in the covert of the Most High, Yosheb b'Seter Elyon, and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty, b'Tzel Shaddai Yitalonan. O thou that dwellest in the covert of Elyon, and abidest in the shadow of Shaddai. This is appropriate to the tribe of Lewi, tribe of Levi, that abode in the temple courts, in the shadow of Shaddai, in the shadow of the Almighty Eye. the psalm, the mizmor, the psalm beginning for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises, Isis, to thy name. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 92, first verse. Mizmor Shir Le Yom HaShabbat. A psalm, a chant, Mizmor Isis Shir, a song. Le Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day. Tov lehodot la Yahuwah, ua lezamer, le shimka elyon. It is a good thing, a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks to He who be, we be, to Jehovah. Tov lehodot la Yahuwah, and to sing praises, Isis, ua lezamer, to thy name, Lishimka, O Most High, Elyon, Mizmor, Shir, Liyom HaShabbat, Tov Lehodot, LaYahuwah, Ulezamer, Lishimka, Elyon. This is appropriate to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah, concerning whom Imo, his mother, said, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 29, verse 35, this time will I praise the Lord. Therefore, she called Shemo, his name, Judah, Yehuda. Therefore, she called his name, praise. Vatahar oda, vateleda ben, vatomer. Hapa amma ode eti Yehovah alkin kara shemo Yehuda vata emoda mieledeta. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, this time hapa am will I praise He who be, who he be, will I praise Isaiah Jehovah. Hapa am ode eti Yehovah. Therefore, Al-Kin, she called Karah, his name, Shemo, Yehuda, Judah. Therefore, she called his name, praise. Therefore, she called his name, Yehuda. The Mizmor, the song, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, the psalm beginning, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed in majesty, holiness, islandness becometh thy house. Yahweh Malaka Geuta Lavesh Leviteka Na'eva Kodesh. He who be, we be, Jehovah reign. Yahweh Malaka, he is clothed in majesty. Geuta Lavesh, holiness, islandness becometh thy house. Le Beitika Na'ewa Kodesh. Yehovah Malak Geut Labesh. Le Beitika Na'ewa Kodesh. This is appropriate to the tribe of Benjamin, who dwelt in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who dwelt in the shadow of the Holy One. Blessed be He. Here, Midrash note, the temple, HaHekal, the temple was situated in Benjamin's portion. The temple, HaHekal, was situated in Binyam's portion. Also referred to the Midrash on Psalm 78, Perek 19, Psalm 78, section 19. The note here is that HaHekal, the temple, was situated in Benjamin's portion. The psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, the psalm beginning, thou, God, to whom vengeance belongeth, shine forth. Psalm 94, verse 1, Mizmor Sadai Dalet. El Nikamot, yo, El Nikamot, Hofiah. O He who be, who He be, Jehovah, thou the I, El, true good, true God, source, power, El, to whom vengeance belongeth, El Nikamot, Yahweh,
Thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth, El, Nikamot, shine for Hofia. Hofia, El Nikamoti, El Nikamot, Hofia, Hofia, Hofia. This is appropriate. This is appropriate to the tribe of God. Out of that was to rise Eliyahu, Elias, Elijah. Ever mentioned for good. This here, here, here is appropriate to the tribe of God, of God, of God. Out of that was to rise Eliyahu, Eliyahu. Elias, Elijah, ever mentioned for good. For he will destroy, downstroy the foundations of the heathen, the foundations of the goyim, of the Gentiles, the nations, the international community. And here, here, a midrash, midrash, no? So Padua, on the basis of parallel readings, the ET, the edited text has, quote, for he is the foundation of the world. The world, the world. The Mizmor, the Isis, the psalm, the chant. The psalm beginning, oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Mizmor, Adai, hey. Psalm 95, here, 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 first verse. Oh come, let us, make us, make I and I sing to Jehovah. Lekho, neranina la Yahuwah. Lekho, come, neranina. Make I and I sing, la Yahuwah, leku, ne'ranna, la Yahuwah. This is appropriate. This is appropriate to the tribe of Yisakar, of Yisakar, Isakar, Yisakar, that devoted itself to the song of Torah, the song of Torah, of Jah's direction, instructions, of the teaching of His Majesty. Rav, Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, thus far have I heard of the psalms appropriate to the several tribes. From here on, reckon them out for yourself. For yourself. For yourself. For yourself. Thus far have I heard of the psalms appropriate to the several tribes. From here, here, here on, reckon them out for yourself, for the I self, for yourself, 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 yourself.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker, Yom HaShishi, Vaykulu HaShemayim VeHaaretz, VeKol Tzva'am, Vaykol Elohim BaYom HaShivi'i Melakto Asher Asa, Vayishbot BaYom HaShivi'i Mikol Melakto Asher Asa, Vayvarek Elohim Et Yom HaShivi'i Vaykadesh Oto, Kivo Shavat Mikol Melakto Asher bara Elohim la'asot.
Rav Eliezer taught in the name of Rav Jose ben Zimra. None of the prophets, as they uttered their prophecies, knew what they were prophesying, except Moshe, except Moses, and Yitzhayahu, Isaias, and Isaiah, who did know. Thus, like this, Moshe said, Ya'erofa kamatar likhi, my doctrine shall drop as the rain. Ya'erof kamatar likhi. According to Devarim, Deuteronomy 32 and 1. And Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah said, Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me shall be for signs and wonders in Israel, in Israel, in Israel. See here in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Hinei anoki, we hayeladim asher natana li Yehova, leototo ua le moftima be Israel. Ne'ayim ha-Yehuwa Seba'ota ha-Shokhen B'ha-Zion. For the verse, Behold, I and the children whom Jehovah, whom he who be, have given me, for signs and wonders in Yisrael and Israel, from Yahuwah Seba'ot, from Jehovah of hosts of armies, who dwelleth in Mount Zion. Hinei anoki v'hayiladi asher natan li Yehovah le'otot u'a le'moftim v'Yisrael. Behold, I, hinei anoki, and the children v'hayiladim whom Jehovah hath given me asher natan li Yehovah shall be for signs le'otot and for wonders, Ule Moftim, in Israel, Be Yisrael. Rav Yehoshua, HaKohen Bar Nehemiah, Rav Joshua, the priest Bar Nehemiah, maintained that Elihu also prophesied, and knew he was prophesizing, for he said, even in Eov, in Job 33 and 3, My lips shall utter knowledge clearly. Yosha libi emarai with the ata sefatai barur mielel. Full of verse right here, Job 33 and 3. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. Yosha libi emarai with the ata sefatai barur mielelu. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart. Yosher libi emarai. And my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. with the Ata Sifatai Baror Milelu. Rav Eliazar taught in the name of Rav Hosea ben Zimra, Jose ben Zimra, Shemuel, Samuel, the master of Ha Nabiim, of the prophets, as he uttered his prophecy, did not know he was prophesying, as is said even in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 11, where it reads, "And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Bedan and Jephthah and Samuel." And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Bedan and Jephthah and Samuel. Shemuel, Samuel, did not say, "The Lord sent me," but "The Lord Jehovah sent Shemuel," for he did not know that he was prophesizing. Rav Lewi, Levi, taught the name of Rav Chanina. The 11 psalms that Moshe, that Moses composed, are set down in the books of Hanavim, of the prophets. And why were they not included in the books of the law, in the books of HaTorah? Because the latter are the words of Torah, and the former are words of prophecy. Another reading of a prayer of Moses, a man of the gods. Tefillah leMoshe, Ish ha-Elohim. If man, how Elohim, how ha-Elohim, how God. If ha-Elohim, if the God, if Elohim, how man, how Ish. When Moshe, when Moses stood before Pharaoh, lifnei Paro, he was as Elohim. He was as God. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. "See, I have set thee in God's stead to Pharaoh." Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Re'e yanetatika Elohim le'Faro, ve'Aharona achita yihyeh nebieka. Did you hear the fuller verse from Exodus chapter 7, verse 1? "And Jehovah said to Moses, See, I have made thee a God, I have made thee God Elohim to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet." Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Re'e natika Elohim le'Faro, ve'Aharon achika yihyeh nebieka. But when Moses fled from before lifnei Paro, from before Pharaoh, he was a man. He was a ish. Another comment. When Moshe was cast into the river, he was a man, a ish. But when the water turned to blood, he was as Elohim. He was as God. And other comments, when Moses went up on high, he was a man, ish. In the presence of Elohim, how bright is a candle? How bright is even a torch? In the presence, in the face, in the perception of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God. And here, Midrash notes, so reads the PE, the print edition, the ET, the edited text, it reads, how bright is a candle in the presence of a torch? How bright a torch in the presence of Moses, of Moshe. When a mortal goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, who is pure fire, and whose ministers as are fire. And Moshe did go up to Him. He is a man, a ish. But after He comes down, He is called Elohim. He is called God. Or when Moshe went up on high, where they neither eat nor drink, and he also did neither eat nor drink, he was called Elohim. He was called God. But when Moses came down and did eat and drink, he was a man. He was a ish. Rav Abim said, from his middle and above, Moshe was called Elohim. Moshe was called God. And from his middle and below, he was a man. He was a ish. Rav Eliezer said Moshe was Elohim's Senesco. For Elohim said of him, according to Bamidbar, according to Numbers, Numbers chapter 12, verse 7, my servant Moses is not so. He is trusted in all my house. Lokin Abdi Moshe Bekol Beiti Neman Hu. My servant Moses, Moshe, not so, who faithful in all mine house. Lokin Abdi Moshe Bekol Beiti Neman Hu. Here, Midrash, you know, what is a Senesco? Senescal here, the Midrash, no, literally a Magister Palati, or Palati. And here, further definition of a Senescal or a Senescal, Historically, it's the steward or the major domo of a medieval great house. Historically speaking, a seneschal is a governor or other administrative or judicial officer. So when Rav Eliezer said that Moshe was Elohim's seneschal, was Elohim's steward, Elohim's major domo, Elohim's governor or administrative or judicial officer. For Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, said of him in Numbers chapter 12, verse 7, my servant Moshe, Moses, is not so. He is trusted, he is faithful in all my house. Lochein Abdi Moshe, Bekol Beiti, Neman Hu. Or the man of God, the Ish HaElohim, the man of God, means, quote, the man who is a judge, end quote. Ish HaElohim, the man of the true good, the true God of HaElohim, means the man who is a judge. For it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33 and 21, he executed the righteousness of the Lord and his ordinances with Israel. And Moshe used to say, let the Lord take its course. May HaTorah take its course. And here, Midrash note, let the Lord take its course, or literally, let the Lord, may HaTorah cut through the mountain. Moshe used to say, may HaTorah take its course, or may HaTorah, may the law cut through the mountain. This phrase is somewhat reminiscent of the Latin, fiat justitia rua coelum, fiat justitia rua coelum. May HaTorah, may the law cut through the mountain. And another reading, the man against Elohim. Ish HaElohim, the man against HaElohim. That is, Moshe, Moses cast doubt on the adequacy of the measure of justice. For he said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 30, but if the Lord create a creature, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up, as much as to say, quote, if in the 6 days of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, did already create a mouth for the earth, it is well. But if HaElohim, the true good, the true God, did not create it, then let Him create a mouth for the earth now, on account of Korach, on account of Korah and his company. And other comment, man of God, man of Elohim, Ish HaElohim, means that Moses, Moshe, tipped the balance from the measure of justice toward the measure of mercy when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, declared, according to Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 12, I will smite them with a pestilence and destroy them. Moshe said, pardon, I pray the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of thy loving kindness. In Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 14, verse 19. Directly after this verse, it is written, even in Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 20, I have pardoned according to thy word. Another comment, Rav Yehuda bar Rav Simon, Shimon, Rav Judah bar Rav Simon taught in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, why was Moses called the spouse of God? Because he was like a husband who, if he wishes to void the vow of Ishto or Seto of his wife, voids it. And if he wishes to let it stand, lets it stand. As is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 30, verse 14. Her husband may let it stand, or her husband may make it void. For if one deer repeat his words, Moshe commanded HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, rise up, O Jehovah, according to Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, and return, O Jehovah, according to Numbers chapter 10, verse 36. Uma Yahuwah, rise up, O Jehovah. Shuba Yahuwah, return, O Jehovah. Another comment, consider the words, Tefillah Limoshe, Ish HaElohim. Consider the words, Tefillah Limoshe, a prayer of Moses. In the light, the illumination of what scripture says elsewhere, even in Devarim and Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 18 and verse 20, where it says, and I fell down lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah, and I prayed. Rav Berakayo and Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, Moshe left no corner in heaven in that he did not pray. For it is said, and I fell down before the Lord. Wa'eta napala lifnei Yahuwah, and I fell down before Jehovah. Wa'eta napala lifnei Yahuwah. And here, a midrash note. In this verse, fell down. Wa'eta napal, fell down, is expressed not by the usual simple form of the verb, but by the reflexive one that the commentator here takes to mean, I fell down repeatedly, wa'eta napal, repeatedly in the several corners of Shemaim, the several corners of the heavens. You find that many prophets and many righteous men prayed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be He. Yet Moses is the only one who at prayer is described by scripture as Ish HaElohim, as a man of Elohim, of the Elohim, Ish HaElohim. And why so? Because the actions of Moses, of Moshe, differed from the actions of all other mortals. How? An ordinary man will stand still and pray for 1 or 2 hours. And if he be an exceedingly righteous man, for a whole day. Moshe, however, prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. Accordingly, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to the ministering angels, I liken Moshe, to you, as is said even in Psalm 103, verse 20, Hebraically, bless the Lord, O angels of His, O mighty in strength, hearkening to the voice of His word. Barku Yahuwah Malakayo Gibore Koach Ose Debaro Lishmoa Bekola Debaro. Bless y'all, he who be who he be. Barku Yahuwah, ye y'all angels, messengers of His. Malakayo Gibore Koach, ye y'all mighty in strength. Gibore Koach, that fulfill His word, Olse Debaro, that do His word, Olse Debaro, Lishmoa Bekol Debaro, hearkening, Lishmoa, hearkening, hearing, lishmoa, bikol, by way of the voice, to the voice, bikol, debaro, of his word. Here, 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 the phrase, mighty in strength, mighty in strength, mighty in strength, gibore koach, refers to Moshe, to Moses, who brought light to the darkness of Yisrael, and who made known the words, the debarim, ha-debarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He to Yisrael. Hence, here it is said, a prayer of Moses, of Moshe, the man of God, the man of the God, the true good, the true God. Tefillah leMoshe, Ish ha-Elohim. And here, here, Midrash notes, whose voice, whose call, whose voice, mighty, mighty in strength, Giborei Koach, Koach, all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons, the children of Yisrael could hear, 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 hear.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and 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 another.
I feel like black people should develop themselves, you know. And you know, all it needs is people who keep it down for either die out of the earth or something.
What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States? What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States? What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States?
I feel like black people should develop themselves, you know, not to settle down this developing up itself having a prejudice thing to it. It's just that we are people with our own history and culture. We can educate ourselves. I mean, we are the first creators. So we have really, everything we see on this earth, the black man make it. And I'm saying that the white man don't make some, but all wisdom comes from the black man.
You know, a lot of young viewers look up to you and are going to want to hang on every word and every syllable. Do you have a message for young people?
Well, you know, the whole thing again is to really check out the truth of Rasta and don't make like follies in. Don't make it checked out. And don't get too busy that you can't check out the truth. Because the truth is there. And Africa awaits its creators. And we know that the people in the West, headwise, them ready, you know. Them have to learn, come learn. What I'm learning in the West, them have to care to them people, make it be a benefit to the people. Because, I mean, how long must the black people suffer? And these are people, you know? And then we have our own culture, we have everything. We don't shout at anything. We have everything. Plus, we have a land that no one is living there. And we must go home to it. And when you go home, you can build all of these big buildings if you want. I mean, if you miss a city, build a city. You know what I mean? If you want a car, you can get a car. I mean, I don't see the big thing. One time America was, you know what I mean, maybe used to have lots of all what I call it, all sort of thing I walk through. Africa is a peaceful place. Then we want to fool black people, boys, that jungle and blah, blah, boom, boom.
Where have you been in Africa besides Ethiopia?
Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Gabon.
How did Zimbabwe strike you?
Well, you know, Zimbabwe, nice, man. Zimbabwe, really nice. I mean, you know, it's like a paradise in a place. You know, when you go in and see, it's beautiful.
How did the people react to you?
People's great. Yeah. People good. You know, them places, when you go and you see how the people and how the land set up, you see people living. You see a man having a mouse and a nice piece. And then the whole thing about it, the climate, you can go out all the while. You know what I mean? The climate nice outside.
Yeah.
If you want to look for a few lions and things, you can walk and go. And if you want to see some things that man never make, but it look like somebody make it, as all Zimbabwe too. Because I go in a place and I see some stone farm, where I know it's not the man make it, but the wheat farm, you know, is higher than something.
It's really been a pleasant and informative experience talking to you, Brother Marley.
Nice.
I thank you for your time.
I agree.
Wish you well.
Pass that, 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 pass that.
Let up this world. Remember now, land is of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language. learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Temerians. Learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see the English language?
See the English language?
Trying your mentality.
Trying your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this place.
O Jah, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. O manifold are thy works set aright in all the earth. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings are thou at thy strength to steal the enemies and the avengers. Jah!
Tefillah Lemosha Ish Ha Elohim, a prayer of Moses, the man of the God, of the God, of the God. Tefillah Lemosha Ish Ha Elohim, a prayer of Moses, the man of the God, the man of the God. A parable of Masha, of three men who came to ask a boon, to ask a good thing, a boon. Some say to receive amnesty from Hamelech, from the king, from the Negus, even the Negus Neges. The first man came and honored Hamelech, honored the Negus, even the Negus Neges. And when Hamelech, when the Negus, the king, asked him, what seekest thou? He answered, because I rebelled, I ask that thou grant an amnesty to me. And Hamelech and the king, the Negus, granted it to him. When the second man came, Hamelech, the Negus, even the Negus Neges, granted it to him also. When the third man came, and Hamelech and the king, the Negus, asked him also, what seekest thou? He answered, I seek nothing. I seek nothing. No thing at all for myself. But there is a certain city about to be destroyed, downstroyed. And since the city is thine, command that it be left standing. Whereupon Hamelech, the king, the Negus, even Negus and the guest, said to the man, let make that city be as a great crown for thee, for the eye. Just so when Dawid, when David came to pray, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked, what seekest thou? David replied, I ask that thou, that I hear my prayer, as is said even in Psalm 17, you break the first verse. A prayer of David. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. Mizmor Yod Zayin. Tefillah Litawi. Shima'ah Yahuwah. Edeka Hakshaba Rinati. A prayer of David. Tefillah Litawi. Hear the right, O Jehovah. Shima'ah Yahuwah. Edek, attend to my cry. Hak Shiva Rinati. Hazina Tifilati. Give ear to my prayer. Broaden the ear. Hazina, Hazina. Broaden thy ear. Tifilati. To my prayer. Tifilah Lidawi. Shima'ah Yahuwah. Edek. Hak Shiva Rinati. Hazina Tifilati. When Habakkuk and Bakon, when Habakkuk came to HaElohim, true good, true God, Elohim asked him, what seekest thou? Habakkuk replied, what I spoke before thee was spoken unwittingly. For having foreseen that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah would be cast into the fiery furnace and be saved. But having foreseen also that Hananiah ben Teradion and his companions would be burnt for HaTorah, for the Lord's sake, and not be saved. Forthwith, Habakkuk raised a cry, saying, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the world, these are righteous, and those are righteous. These are pure, and those are pure. These are holy, and those are holy. Yet, these are saved, and those are not saved. Hear, 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 Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 4. Therefore, the law is slack, because justice doth not go forth plainly. Alkin, tafupar, with lawyer say, alanetacha mishpata, ki rasha, makatir retahat adika, alkin, yotse mishpata, meukal. Hear the fuller verse, Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 4. Therefore, the law is slack, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked, the righteous doth compass about the righteous. Therefore, wrong judgment proceedeth. Al kin tafuk torah with law yetzei alanetzach mishpat ki rasha makatir retza hazadika al kin yotzei mishpata meukal. Ha Elohim replied, because the wicked, the ratchet, crown of the righteous, therefore justice goeth forth deceitfully. So here you hear Habakkuk said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I spoke before thee was spoken unwittingly when Habakkuk said, Alkin, Tafuk Torah, Wulloye Tela Netzach Mishpat. He said, therefore, the law is slack, Tafuk Torah, because justice doth not go forth plainly, Wulloye Tela Netzach Mishpat. And Ha'Elohim, and Elohim replied, Ki rasha makatir reta hatadika alkid yotse mishpata meukal. Elohim replied, because the wicked, the ratchet, crowneth the righteous, therefore justice goeth forth deviously. Consider Nebuchadnezzar, uncircumcised and unclean, and Daniel, holy, Isla, and pure. Yet, Nebuchadnezzar will put fresh garments on a righteous man. As is said even in 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 29, and he changed his prison garments and will also put purple garments on Daniel. Pharaoh, uncircumcised and unclean, and Yosef, Joseph, holy, Isla, and pure. Yet, Pharaoh made Yosef, Joseph, ruler, arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. Ahasuerus, Xerxes, uncircumcised and unclean, and Mordecai, holy, Isla, and pure. Yet, Xerxes will make Mordecai a ruler, will array him in royal apparel, and place a crown up on Rosho, his Ras, his head. As is said even in Esther chapter 8, verse 15, and Mordecai went forth from the presence of the king in royal apparel. And so, hear, Habakkuk, and so Habakkuk, second part of Habakkuk chapter 1, second part of verse 4. Ki rasha makatir etahas adik alkin yetzei mishpata meukal, because the wicked, the ratchet, crowneth the righteous. Ki rasha makatir etahas adik, therefore justice goeth forth deviously. Alkin yetzeya mishpata meukal. There upon Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, revealed himself to Habakkuk and said, wilt thou raise a cry against I? Is it not written, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity? Is it not written, El Emunah, with Ain Awel. And El, El Emuna, the faithful El, El Emuna, within Awel, a faithful God, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity. El Emuna, within Awel. And here, Midrash notes, beginning with the Midrash notes on Hananiah ben Teradion, who was Hananiah, he was one of the martyrs during the persecution in the reign of Emperor Hadrian. And the next Midrash notes concerning Nebuchadnezzar putting fresh garments on a righteous man. Now, in the ET, the edited text, it reads, on Zedekiah, who was wicked, ratchet, but this makes no sense. The king, Hamelech, whose prison garments were changed, was actually Joachim. Indeed, according to Ginsburg's Legends, 6, section 384, proposes that the reading here be Joachim. But the translator here prefers Professor Saul Lieberman's suggestion amending Zedekiah to Tzadik, righteous man. Since it was evil Merodach, and not Nebuchadnezzar who actually released Joachim, the statement can be corrected only if Nebuchadnezzar is understood here as the generic name for the kings of Babylon. In other words, quote, a future king of Babylon after Nebuchadnezzar. This, however, some say, is somewhat forced interpretation, since most MSS's manuscripts and printed editions omit the sentence. It may well be a gloss, wrongfully some say incorporated in the text. And indirect proof is furnished by the following parallels of Paro, Pharaoh, and Joseph, Ahasuerus, Xerxes, and Mordecai. One act only to each peer. And here for the Midrash note concerning Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4, El Emuna, El, a true God of faithfulness, with Ein Avel, and without Avel, without iniquity, even as the righteous are rewarded in the Olam Haba, the world to come, for the least commandment that they perform, so are the wicked, the ratchet, rewarded in this world for the least commandment that they perform. Okay, therefore, when Ha Elohim revealed himself to Habakkuk, and said, wilt thou raise a cry against I? Is it not written, El Emuna, with Ein Avel, and El, true God of faithfulness and without iniquity. It was at this moment that Habakkuk began to say, I spoke unwittingly, as is said, even in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet, upon words spoken unwittingly. And here in the KJV, the translation reads, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, upon Shigionot, Tefillah la Habakkuk ha Nabi, ala Shigionot, which can be translated as words spoken unwittingly, ala Shigionot. Upon words spoken unwittingly. But when Moses came, and Ha-Elohim, the true God, asked him, what seekest thou? He replied, I seek nothing for myself, only for Yisrael, only for Israel. Ha-Elohim said to him, Make this be a great crown for thee. For the eye, a prayer of Moses, of Moshe, the man of the God, the man of the true good, the true God. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha Elohim. A prayer of Moses, the man of the God, tefillah le Moshe ish ha'elohim. Scripture, me have said no more, no more than a prayer of Moses, no more than tefillah le Moshe. Why then ish ha'elohim? Why then man, the man of the God, ish ha'elohim? A parable of Mashah, of a king who became angry at Beno, his son, and sought to kill him. But when his friend said to him, I pray that I pardon him and do not kill him, Hamelech, the king, even the Nagus, halted and did not kill Beno, his son. The next day, Hamelech, the king, said, had I slain Beni, my son, I would have harmed myself. Therefore, may my friend who prayed mercy for Beni, for my son, be remembered for good. Hereafter, I shall make him father of kings. Just so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 14, let me alone, that I may destroy them. Moshe, Moses, prayed to HaElohim, according to Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 11, verse 15, if thou deal thus like this with me, with I, kill me, I pray thee. And after this verse, scripture says, even in Numbers chapter 14, verse 20, I have pardoned according to thy word. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said of Moshe, had I destroyed Yisrael, Israel, I would have harmed myself. And therefore I am grateful to Moshe, to Moses, who besought mercy for them. As is said even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11, and Moses, Moshe, besought Yahuwah Elohayo, besought Jehovah, his God, his Elohim. I shall therefore confer greatness upon Moshe, upon Moses. I shall name him father of prophets, father of angels, father of those who pray. Hence, hear a prayer of Moses, the man of God, the man of the true good, the true God. Tefillah le Moshe, ish ha'elohim. A prayer of Moses, the man of ha'elohim. Tefillah le Moshe, ish ha'elohim. As Israel was going forth, mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, Moses stood still and prayed, saying, according to the words of Shemot, according to the words of Exodus chapter 33, verse 13, I do not know the way, as it said, show I now thy way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, replied, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 23, verse 20, behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee, in the way. Moses said to HaElohim, even if thou shouldest send many, enough angels, according to Shemot, Exodus 33 and 15, if thy presence, thy perception, thy face go not with me, carry I and I not up hence from here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, behold, I shall obey thy charge, as is said even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, my presence, my face shall go with thee, the eye, and I will give thee, the eye, rest.
No cry. Shabbat shalom.
The one set thy glory above the heavens. For out of the mouth of babes and sucklings are thou art in strength to steal the enemies and the avengers. With thy new name, O Jah Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. Send us salam. Yes, greetings, greetings, greetings to the brothers and sisters on the different platforms that might be tuning in right here, right now. RastafariJews@gmail.com. Hit up so we can link on some of the other social media, because sometimes, you know, the chat doesn't allow this and that and the next thing. So direct communication via the email. But here, gonna reason with these and those. But here, as we seal up right here for the sabbatical time right here, we did a little bit different because of Psalm 90, you know, and hopefully one caught the reasonings right there, and hopefully we have time to unpack. But here, we're in the sixth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here, we're at Toldo, which stands for generations. And here we also are in the time of generations, even right here, we people here in this North country, here in this season, this time, you know, there's a generation gap. We're going to reason on that some more as well. So we have some of the scripts, such as the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, very, very important in these Torah reading and feeding these studies right here. Looking forward to the After the Shabbat podcast. But right here, right now, let's seal up for the Shabbat time. I think we have time for the Lekha Dodi. Come, my friend, come, beloved, for the Shabbat chant right there, as well as the Psalm 92 for the Sabbath day, the Shabbat day, and Psalm 93 here to seal up, you know, the Friday evening song.
For making the one stop.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And I, that Davidic generation forward here, 21st century, Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Lekha. Dodi, Lecha Dodi, Likrat Allah, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Allah, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lecha Dodi, Likrati Allah, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, I vine, at Sinai was heard. Wa'echad, ushmo echad, wa'hiwibiwibi, Jehovah. Yihya, chaja echad, ushmo echad. Now Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Echad, Ushmo Echad, Lichem Ulati Areta, Witehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, I and I fame. Oh, come. Let us, Nika and I, meet the Queen of Days, the Sabbath, Shabbat, yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath, Shabbat, foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lekado di likratia kala, b'nei Shabbatia nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus Neges. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likratia kala, b'nei Shabbatia nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likratia kala, b'nei Shabbatia nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi likratia kala, b'nei Shabbatia nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi likratia kala, b'nei Shabbatia nikabala. We, I, and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I, and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I, welcome thy day. We, I, and I, welcome thy night. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei Shabbatia nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Yes, greetings, sister. Shabbat shalom, sister Yafafa, Israel. Also, Antoine and Hoodoo Lounge TV. Also, Wizkey Films as well. The feeling to eye them up on the Rastafari Foundation. We're trying to gather even more like on the Rastafari Israelites for live streaming here and there, you know, for the call, the few. Yes, I, Rastafari, the chosen. So here, 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 let's ride up Army Gideon. Special tune exclusive here for this platform for the Rastafari Yehudim right here, here, here. Army Gideon featuring Rasan Bessa with Shabbat. Your fire. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, the Esha to Orset reminded me right here. Isha Shali. Your fire. Hata, hata, hata. Shabbat shalom here. Hear this. Army Gideon, exclusive acoustic right here based on the sabbatical psalm, Psalm 92, right here, here, here. Shabbat shalom.
Besama Abba, well, women, first Kadu, Sahadu, Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tilsu, Kibber the Hyde, Kibber the Kedama, we hide in the Ja, Rastafari.
giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10-string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha, send Bezalel. Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home, and still send Betzalam. Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Bethlehem. Shabbat Shalom, song for the days of rest, well, inside your home, and still, send Betzalam. Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And better the im negede Yehuda Machaber, line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. A judge away all a judge away all. Yeah! Come on, well, a judge.
92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, forever, forever.
Shabbat shalom, send the salam. Shabbat day here, Rico Dubwise, yes, I.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
One-on-one, it's a way of strengthening. Dare you not, you should. to do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Wayanafash in the Hebrew, and he rested. Wayanafash in the Hebrew, nafash, to breathe. Remember the breath of life. Give thanks for the breath of life. Breathe, brothers and sisters, and give thanks for the breath of life. Shabbat shalom, send best salam.